Oh, yeah, I'm feeling a little patriotic today. And welcome back. I am Cy Gree. Welcome back to the Cy Gree Show. I want to thank everybody out here for listening. And for those of you that's never seen HBO's smash hit series, Cat House, where have you been? You need to see Cat House. I have a super celebrity on the super celebrity hotline right now, Air Force Amy, working girl at the world famous Bunny Ranch. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The whole world can hear you. So now I have to ask you this. How did it feel to be, you know, featured on Cat House?
You know, when we first started the show, it was like I'm on there with Sunset Thomas, Jurassic Kisses, and I'm all like, oh, man, nobody's going to like me. If I get one appointment from one guy in America, that'd be cool.
Yeah, my eyes were glued the entire time because I'm a big fan of yours. I follow it, I know it, and I love it. So that is great. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to talk to you about, you know, is the realm of social media and how social media and technology in general, honestly, has, you know, when it comes to relationships and mistresses, in particular with the V. Stiviano and Donald Sterling, and how his entire empire seems to be crumbling up under him because of a mistress being able to record a phone call. And this is not the first time this has happened. It's happened with Tiger Woods. It's happened with other celebrities, and when it comes to their mistresses. And I've been seeing a lot of this. How can, you know, somebody really, you know, have total privacy if they're going to go out and venture outside their marriage or relationship?
Well, you know, the obvious answer there, Sean, you know, go to the Bunny Ranch. You know, that's the obvious answer. I'd be stupid if I didn't say that. But, I mean, you don't have any guarantees unless you go to the Bunny Ranch. I'm not lying. We see all kinds of people, and we're not talking. Those girls are so wrong. I don't know what's wrong with them. It's like you think about, oh, I want to kill that bitch. But you don't really go do it.
Yeah.
You know? And like you're in a relationship with some guy and it's really like made you so mad. And you're like, I'm going to out him, man. I should just out him. But you don't do it. You don't do stuff like that. I don't know what they're just fundamentally wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It turns out that Viviana chick had all kinds of criminal records and stuff, too. And to work at the Bunny Ranch, we have to go through. I mean, it's harder for us to become a hooker. A legal hooker than it is for a cop to become a cop.
Yeah, I mean, because like you said, you have a lot. I mean, you have a lot of clients that come in there. Some, you know, may just be your average Joe, but then you may get that famous person that wants to have, you know, they want everything to be hush hush, and they have to be able to trust that person not to release any information or videos, anything like that, and you know, it's really hard, you know, for somebody that's out in the public eye and that you may be a little well off financially to go do things like that. And the Bunny Ranch is just one of those places where you can go and totally feel relaxed and not have to worry about anything, because it seems like, and this is just my opinion, that most of these women that are doing this, they're doing it for the total financial fame and, you know, doing it for the finances, the fame, because now V. Stiviano is in talks to do reality TV. And I'm like, okay, this chick.
That's stupid. That is so crazy. I'm on HBO for like 14 years and nobody has approached me for my own show. What the hell?
We need to work on that.
What the hell? Because I'm honest, working, hard working hooker. I don't get my own show. It's bullshit.
Yeah, we definitely need to. We
my
definitely need to talk about
your
that.
Show.
Oh no, it's cool. You can say whatever you want. I don't know. It's totally.
I hate them bitches. God damn them. You know, I'm stupider than Snooki. God damn it.
Yeah, it's like these people are just crazy. And I mean, and like
she
I said, if you
killed, I mean, like the Kennedys would, you know, and back in the day, those girls would just be killed.
Yeah.
But now you got TMZ, you got The Inquirer, and everyone just get a TV show. Are you serious? I'm so pissed now. I'm going to go kick her ass.
No, man, I love you, man.
Kick her ass.
Now,
that pisses me off.
Now, one thing I definitely wanted to ask you too, you know, when it comes to the men that come to see you, are they genuinely nervous when they first meet you, or are they pretty?
Really? If they don't, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are intimidated by me because I don't do the cutesy porn star. Oh, I'm so sleeping. You know, I'm like Sticky Roseanne Barr, Air Force Amy. you know, I'm not going to be all cutesy, but I'm pretty, but, you know, I'm not going to be all, you know, that just quiet little girl.
Yeah, just a down to earth woman.
I'm down to earth. We're going to have fun. It's going to be the best sex you ever have, despite me not being all, you know, I don't know, what's the word for it, Sean?
It's just
dainty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
Dainty.
One thing I
lying, lying, that's what it is. Fake.
I know one video I saw of you, and it stuck in my mind. It was a YouTube video where you gave a total rundown of the Bunny Ranch of what you had to offer, and it was like you had everything to what a man could be into. Like, if he was into the whole S&M thing, you can do the S&M. If he just wanted the regular stuff, you can do the regular. If he was, you know, and
I have quite a repertoire over the years. I have quite a few tricks up in my bag, you know.
And you, I think you once said you were the Michael Jordan of your trade. Is that true?
That's a fact, Jack. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest.
Oh,
Michael
man.
Jordan. Yeah, I am. You know, some people are born to do some things, and this is my calling. And guess what? It's fun.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, have you ever had a guy where he totally paid for the services, and you were too much for him? I mean, he still paid, but he totally ran him away. He was like, you know what? You're too much. I can't handle it.
A long time ago, maybe like 15 years ago at the Mustang Ranch, a long time ago, me and this girl, we had this guy. He thought he wanted to get tied up, right? So we tie him up and we take his money and go up to the front to book the money and come back. He's all untied and dressed and ready to go.
Oh, my God.
We're like, score.
Wow.
That's like one guy out of 24 years.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Now, I mean,
yep. they want their money's worth, man.
And we're talking with Air Force Amy, working girl at the world famous Bunny Ranch. Make sure you check her out. But, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you is this, because this is something I always want to know. You know, when it comes to the Bunny Ranch or any you know, encounter of this type, have you ever encountered somebody you was like, oh my God, this guy is great in bed, or this guy was really bad in bed?
Of course.
Hmm.
I mean, of course. You know, it just brought to mind, it's not about his skills or anything, but it was a long time ago and I was working at this other place. And there's this guy, he's like 400 pounds, and the madam wants me to go do him, and I'm like, I'm crying, man. I'm really gonna cry. I'm like, I can't do it, man. I can't. It'll make me a fucking six, man. No. He's like, what do you care? It's just skin on skin. I never did that. I'm like, oh, no. And then the other worst one ever is in my mind is just someone that lost 400 pounds and he had all his skin. I was underneath him and the skin was hanging on me. I was like, oh no.
Wow.
But You only heard it right here on the Sean T. Green Show. I never ever said anything bad about any customers ever. I won't even say it in a book, probably. And you heard it here on this show.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, a book. Let's talk about the book. Let everybody know about your book. I want to know about this book.
This book is going to be an encyclopedia, man. It's going to be like 50 volumes because I have a business consultant. And she's writing me about the book. And she says, give me 17 chapter titles by next week. And last week I gave her 91.
Oh, well, that's great. Because
that doesn't even count the last 5 years.
And when this book is published, I want to be the first one to read it. I want to be the first person you talk to when this book is published. Because I'm quite sure
it's not going to be out in anybody. It's going to be all about fun and, you know, crazy stories and stuff you never think. And it's just going to be all good.
Wow. Now, I got to ask you this. When you, before you started, you know, doing this, was there anything else that you wanted to do besides that? Or is this something you knew you wanted to do?
That's a good question, man. I probably wanted to get married rich. Divorce and take half, get married rich, divorce and take half, and that just didn't work, did it?
I can't believe I'm talking with Air Force Inc. Oh my gosh.
Wait, you know what? Like this week, I can't believe I'm awake. We had two pool parties and a huge concert out here this whole weekend.
Yeah.
They opened a bunny bar. MV50 Bunny Bar across the street, and we had Smoothie and Mickey Avalon. Smoothie, I didn't know he wrote a song for Bunny Love, and I hang out with Bunny Love all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
He had these two cutie patootie little guys with him. Oh my God. I don't know why I did it. I never had sex for free. I don't know why I did it, man.
I have
crossed the line. Yeah, it's over. I did it. I crossed the line. I'm officially into Cougar Town with the big C. I own it. I'm all over them. Watch out, boys. Watch out.
Oh, wow.
It's terrible. I'm addicted. I'm boy crazy again.
So you boy crazy again?
Yeah. That's in a bad way, in a real bad way.
Well, it sounds like I need to make a stop at the Bunny Ranch.
And you know what? And so here we, and I get it, and you know, I kind of get this celebrity getting outed thing because we took a picture of ourselves in bed, right? The three of us. And I said, no, don't tell anybody because I don't have sex for free. Don't tell anybody. Especially don't tell Bella at Bunny Ranch because it'll be everywhere. And then I get to work the next day and here doesn't, the cashier knows, the bartender knows, everybody knows. Everybody knows everything. I'm like, man, that's not cool. And then and I really liked this guy. It was cute, right? Plus, I find out he grows pot and he has a lot of money.
Hey, that's called a win-win situation right there.
I'm like, damn, I should have charged him. And now he's showing everybody my picture. So I had to shut him down. I had to be like, hey, dude, you really hurt my feelings. Please don't broadcast this. You know, maybe I made a mistake, but let's just keep it personal. No harm, no foul, no further. You know, so I know how it is. You can't make mistakes as a celebrity.
Yeah. I actually had a situation like that happen to me a few years back when I was dating this one chick. And, you know, she was smoking hot. And it was one of those things where I was so excited I was dating her. And, you know, she sent me a picture, but it was fully clothed, but she was, you know, really well known here in Chicago. And I was like, you know what? I'm so excited that I'm dating her. And I showed a couple friends a picture of her, me and her hanging out. And it was totally clean, nothing dirty about it. But, you know, other guys, you know, Hayden, they went and told her, and then she was like, dude, that wasn't cool, and that totally screwed it up with me. So trust me, I don't know why we do that as guys.
So it's social media. It's what it is, man. Oh, it's, man, a great information age. It's like, it's the collapse of our society.
Yes, definitely, man. But if you want to keep
you know what, I was in the Air Force when they were just making the internet.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was still around what we call these things called elephant cages. It was like in a secured area, like a nuclear bomb or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were securing that stuff, and now look at it.
It's crazy now, man. It's like it's just all out in the open, and I mean, me.
You should do, like, you have to go for Twitter on Air Force Navy. You have to do the Air Force Navy because other people take my name, even though it's trademarked, and they make up fake accounts. I found a transvestite in Cleveland, Ohio, using my name, like, out of Craigslist or something.
Oh, no.
I caught him. I was like, hey, Air Force Navy. This is Air Force Navy. He was like, Air Force Navy? Oh, my Lord. I said, God damn it. I said, how much you charging?
How often does that happen with somebody like stealing your picture, or especially with the tube sites with RedTube and Pornhub, where at this point porn is pretty much free now. You don't have to really pay for it anymore.
You see people like attach my name to like some Chinese businessman selling something overseas, and you Google, you know, they got my word is my name is a tag name. Whatever, you know, go ahead, be me, man. It's not no easy road, okay?
Yeah.
It's all good, though. I mean, they get to it quicker than I do. Like, my little girlfriend down the street, she's just like, Amy, you have to get an Instagram account. I'm like, I have one. Well, you have to use it. It's the next big thing. So I'm going to be like, she's going to come over. I'm going to be like, dude, you're just going to have to handle the Instagram. I'll give you a hard drive and here's some pictures, and that's how it's going to have to be, because I can't keep up with it all, man. I just can't.
Oh, man.
I carry around a power book, okay? I don't even have an iPad. I gave it to my hairdresser's daughter for Christmas. She's 3 years old. She gets apps for Christmas. What the hell?
Oh, man, we definitely, get that iPad. We're talking with Air Force Amy, working girl at the world-famous Bunny Ranch. Make sure you check out airforceamy.com. A lot of cool stuff there. A lot of, you know, if you want...
There's information there, yeah. But it's supposed to be like this huge website. I mean, Ali Abu Dhabi in India is building a site for the last 4 months.
Yeah. So we gotta make sure that you get there. And also, when you do this book, I'm quite sure it's gonna be like the biggest book that's ever been out. And
it's gonna be big.
And it's gonna be 19. You say it's gonna be 90 chapters. It's supposed to be 90
volumes, man. It's gonna be volume 1, 2, 3. It's gonna be like Penthouse Forum, you know.
Well, I'm definitely going to have you back on the show so we can talk about your book.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to a couple I had this weekend that was from Chicago. Hey! It was his birthday, and she was like, looked like Sharon Stone. I was like, hey, yeah. Wow, it's hot. And she's like, she negotiated so hard. I'm like, okay, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Okay, got it. Cool, done. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we got the job done, and they were just down to earth. I mean, just hardcore Chicago people. I was like, I love it, man. You know what? You got the best street in America, the Magnificent Mile. Oh my God, I love you people. I love your town. I love everything about you.
Well, Air Force Amy, you're always welcome here in our town in Chicago. Hold on for 1 second. This is the Sean Green Show. We'll be back right after this.